It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. At the state capitol yesterday, the 21st State of the Tribes address was delivered by Thomas Fowler, chairman of the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin, before an audience of state lawmakers, state Supreme Court justices, tribal leaders, and Governor Evers.
The annual address gives Wisconsinites the opportunity to understand the challenges and accomplishments of tribal communities in the state of Wisconsin. Here's Fowler.
Tribal nations seek common sense policy reforms that strengthen our ability to govern and protect our own people and preserve our own cultures and control our own lands and resources within our own boundaries. Because tribes are not children of the government.
For analysis on themes in this speech, we turn to Richard Ackley. He's a retired tribal judge and a tribal elder of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. I want to get right into it because of the brevity of time. I would be amiss if I didn't mention that the speech started 1 hour and 10 minutes, and I would have hoped any speaker of the 21 times this has been presented that the speaker would suspend the agenda, not to fault or not to criticize the serious issue, but I reviewed State of the Tribe addresses of North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and others, and you always have to have a protocol to have that happen. So I'm hoping in 2026 that the you would not do that these are representatives of governments, of nations. They have a long history in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm hoping, and I'm a hopeful person, that this does not happen again.
Honoring them for taking the time that is allotted to them. You were there. How would you describe the relationship between the state of Wisconsin and the 11 federally recognized tribal nations?
I would say historically it is very good, but when you have polarized systems within the legislature of the assembly. I know after resolution of a memorial of the Milwaukee legislator, it will go to the Senate. I'm hoping that there would be some understanding. The tribes have a government-to-government relationship with the state of Wisconsin, and the current political parties, whether they be, they need to have that understanding and that respect for the tribal communities, their history, their constitutions, and that's the way we operate. And we all have a voice in the world, and I believe in the state of Wisconsin, tribes participate in the state elections, in the tribal elections, and in the federal elections.
You know, we just heard the words of Chairman Fowler, who said, tribes are not children of the government. What do you hear in those words?
You look at the U.S. Constitution, the article, the right to enter into treaties, you look at the Interstate Commerce Clause, tribes need to be respected. They're adults. The new generations are very responsible. I'm going to be approaching 80 in my own family. I have my own relatives. Some have written books. Some are writers. We have the respect, responsibility, reciprocity, and we need to have a better understanding. And I think the children was a reflection of lack of understanding. And as my one bishop said, I'm very active in the Episcopal Church, if you're ignorant of being ignorant, you're still ignorant. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin, this man in 1980 stated Wisconsin is basically racist in some ways, not racist in the sense of racial. We're trying to come together with all groups, but as Chairman Fowler stated, the tribes have a unique government-to-government relationship that does not negate the need for alliances. That's so important, but that's probably the way I would say that. So I would want to, we all have families, we respect elders, we respect our children. There's one aspect of this that really made sense. The LCO University, the College of Menominee Nation, are doing very well helping students. The University of Wisconsin system is also I can't speak for the charter schools. Heard one of your segments where $40 million is going to charter schools. Tribes are doing the best they can. They're very much part of the state. Their economic systems are part of the state. So I'm hopeful that message is understood. I think the children is limited in the context. I can't speak for, but Mr. Chairman Fuller did an excellent job.
And you mentioned government-to-government relationships. As we look at the state of affairs now, Chairman Fowler expressed what he called uneasiness regarding the actions of the Trump administration, but highlighted the cohesiveness of Native people in Wisconsin and not to dwell on uncertainties.
We've always had and will continue to have experienced lawyers, advocates, organizations, councils, politicians, and allies working tirelessly within and alongside tribes to defend and propel tribal rights and sovereignty forward. We are strong, cohesive, proud, intelligent, hardworking people. We will continue to be there for each other.
We will continue to be there for each other. As you look at the current situation in the country, we have, you know, the Bureau of Indian Affairs offices in danger of closing. What do you make of that statement?
I make that statement to me when you have one person controlling the door to the house. As I understand, the legislature is the people's house. When you go to tribal systems or tribal governments, they welcome you. There's a protocol. There's always an honor. What I make of what's going on today is the branches of government, legislative, congressional, judicial, they need to be expressed. But the key here is people have to do their facts and data. Now, I'm going to be careful with my next statement. I understand the building, the GSA is closing one of the two federal buildings where the Bureau of Indian Affairs is within the state of Wisconsin, but the services are going to be transferred to another building. So those are the kinds of questions that people have to do. The limited time I have today, as I said to your producer, to other people, if the staff at public radio doesn't even understand their data and their research, this is another topic. I'm of the opinion in my positive context that some of those services will still be delivered either by court action or by the current administration. There was a New York Times article where the constitutions of tribes are strong. The constitutions may have a little rot. So the timber of the Menominee Nation, the timber of the North, we have strong constitutions. So we're just hoping that the larger society of the 360 million people understand the U.S. Constitution, tribal constitutions are very important.
I want to turn to another point in the speech. In December, the U.S. Senate passed a bill establishing the Truth and Healing Commission on Indian Boarding School Policies. Chairman Fowler called for support of this legislation that would acknowledge and repair the harm inflicted by boarding schools on Indigenous communities. And here's Fowler making that point.
I recognize that not all the people in this room are responsible for those detrimental past policies. But each of us have an opportunity and, quite frankly, an obligation to ensure that history never repeats itself.
And now that bill has not advanced in the House. And Fowler goes on to point out that the history of sending Indigenous children to boarding schools has contributed to disproportionate rates of addiction and violence in the Indigenous community. What do you think about his references to uncovering the facts of the Indian boarding school system?
Okay, let me put it very carefully. Last week, I was in Rapid City, South Dakota, giving a presentation on decolonization, your own mind, and being resilient and understanding those issues. What has to happen is the understanding that tribes have reconciled these issues, but the Euro-American in this country has not understood what has taken place. So therefore, I try not to focus upon the trauma. I try to focus on a more hopeful message. In Canada, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the Episcopal Church, which I'm part, is very active. But to me, all these things can be managed and understood. But what I find interesting is we need to take a congressional bill to understand the history of our country. That's not the case. The more we educate, and Act 31 and other things can do that, but if we can't even educate, and I'm going to be careful about this, the speaker to say, suspend the agenda and let's get on, because no tribal chairman needs to wait 1 hour and 10 minutes. I mean, if I go into the dental appointment that I'm in,
you want to, yes. You mentioned Act 31, which more than 30 years ago, Wisconsin signed a law requiring schools to teach about Native American history, culture, and tribal sovereignty. Can you speak to Chairman Fowler and his fears about Native American education in the classroom?
To me, the Department of Public Instruction has had a staff person doing very good work, a member of my own Bad River Band, the current executive director of the National Indian Education Association is a member of the Bad River Band. So there's leadership all across the country. I believe congressional acts help, statements help, but the legislature of the state of Wisconsin needs to be more informed. And I'm telling you, after 21 years, and I have all copies of speeches of the history of this, I reviewed the Chairman Fowler's speech twice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it takes so long for the education to be understood.
How you've heard the State of the Tribes address for years now. How is this year's address by Chairman Fowler different from previous ones?
The excitement of his generation. Remember, he said he sat in there as a young person.
Yeah.
The excitement of the new generations, the millennials and the X's, will be very helpful in tribal leadership. We have doctors, attorneys, my own family, writers, deans, teachers. But what I dislike is when one speaker says, we're going to wait an hour and 10 minutes mm-hmm. because of a grief issue. I understand grief. Let's be hopeful. Let's hope the protocols change.
Did you hear hope in the speech?
I heard hope in the speech, but I'm questioning the legislature to get on board. I believe the governor is helpful. No matter what party, they need to come together in a collective responsibility, as Chairman Fowler stated.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And I will get to my dental appointment another time.
Thank you. Take care. Richard Ackley there, retired tribal judge and a tribal elder of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. He was with us to talk about the 21st annual State of the Tribes address delivered yesterday by Chairman Thomas Fowler of the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin. That address in the assembly chambers at the Wisconsin State Capitol.
Coming up on Wisconsin Today, a Madison-based writer talks about the changes in Wisconsin high school and college sports that now prohibit some transgender athletes from competing.
The majority of the people who've been targeted by these sort of like investigations and accusations that, oh, you have a competitive advantage and you're secretly a man, are cisgender women.
That's next on WPR News.